fog rolled in across the city, and somewhere in the distance, ships hooted mournfully to each other as they negotiated the lower reaches of the Thames on the way out to sea. Fog. Real fog, of the kind that you seem to get in London and nowhere else on earth. Fog that killed off the aged, choked the streets, and reduced one of the world's great cities to chaos and confusion. Paul Chavasse abandoned his taxi at Marble Arch and whistled softly to himself as he turned up the collar of his trench coat and passed through the gates of the park. Personally, there was only one thing he liked better than fog, and that was rain. An idiosyncrasy with its roots somewhere in youth, he supposed. Or perhaps there was a simpler explanation. After all, both rain and fog enclosed one in a small private world, which could be very convenient at times. He paused to light a cigarette. A tall, handsome man with a face as Gallic as the Pigalle on a Saturday night, and the heritage of his Breton father was plain to see in the Celtic cheekbones. A park keeper drifted out of the shadows and faded without a word, a thing which, considering the circumstances, could only have happened in England. Chavasse went on his way, unaccountably cheered. St. Bede's Hospital was on the far side of the park, a Victorian Gothic monstrosity, in spite of its worldwide reputation. They were expecting him, and when he called at reception, a porter, in neat blue uniform, escorted him along a series of green-tiled corridors, each one of which seemed to stretch into infinity. He was handed over to a senior lab technician in a small glass office, who took him down to the mortuary in a surprisingly modern lift. Chavasse was conscious of two things the moment the lift doors opened: the all-pervading smell of antiseptic, so peculiar to hospitals, and the extreme cold. The vast echoing chamber was lined with steel drawers.